So my husband bought me a puppy for Christmas, presented me with some beautiful photographs of a Rhodesian Ridgeback male saying he will arrive Friday this week, actually. So we're getting very excited. We're puppy-proofing the house. We're getting bits and pieces. We bought the lamb with the heartbeat. I did sleep with it last night to get my scent on it at my husband's request. But one thing that we haven't really nailed down is his name. And there are a few parameters around the name which I would like to instill. And I have a short list of about 20, 25 names. I culled a few.
They call it short list for a reason.
I culled a few during Anne Marie and Niall there.
Did you though?
I'm down to like 16 here.
Okay.
And I'd love your opinion. I'd love your feedback.
Yep.
The Hit family did get involved on socials last night, but they didn't know my parameters.
Okay.
So there were some great names. Mm-hmm. But none of them fit the parameters. So if you'd like to reassess after you hear them, please do.
Okay.
It has to be an Italian name or an Italian food. Now, Ridgeback.
You want to call your kid like Cacio e Pepe?
Venice.
That is literally one of the ones I just called.
No.
And his nickname would be Pepe.
Oh, my God.
Literally. Oh, my God.
You may as well train it in Italian.
That is already the plan. Uh-oh. We've learned, come here, veni qua, let's go, andiamo.
Don't confuse it, because you're going to have to pick. If you pick an Italian, you're sticking with Italian.
No, because I love this idea that then anyone who comes to dog sit also needs to learn Italian. It's just a whole thing that we're working towards.
Yeah,
that would
be really easy to get.
Rhodesian
you're
going to
make friends in that group.
Rhodesian Ridgebacks are actually from, well, Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. It's got nothing to do with Italy, but I like it.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I would like to name a human child an Italian name, but my husband has vetoed. So we're going to have to name the dog it. And he has said it's okay as long as it's not too stupid. So we'll start with some of the foods that I have identified. Pepe, I did cull, but we'll put it back on the list because you thought of that. So I like it.
Eggplant Ella Norma.
Melanzane. You're going to do it.
Yeah.
Cannoli.
Okay.
Panini.
To know from me.
Panini. Yeah.
I'll just tell you if there's a yes.
Okay.
Yeah. How we do that?
Tiramisu.
What's the nickname?
You can't just call it.
Because that could be a cute nickname.
Tira.
Mizzy.
Susu.
Misu. Susu.
Nah.
Tiramisu.
It's a big boy doll. You can't call it Susu.
They will get big if you don't know Ridgebacks. Yeah. They will get to about 40 to 45 kilos. Come up to your hip.
Just for reference though, Pam's 30 kilos and quite tall and stuff. And you always say my dog looks like a horse. Your dog's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So tiramisu, bit of fun.
But thick boy. I mean, is your dog going to be like overweight? I could see it getting
probably, because I'm an overfeed. I mean, overfeed myself. What chance do I have with a dog?
Your dog and my dog are hanging out.
Angus's issue with some of these names, because let's be real, I came up with all of these, is he keeps saying, I'm going to be the one at the dog park, Angus will be, and he's going to have to yell, tiramisu, come back. So we've got to put them into that context.
He's just an unhinged guy who loves dessert.
Yeah.
Limoncello. Nickname would be Cello.
Cello's not bad.
That's as close as we've gotten, I reckon.
Okay. Pistachio.
I mean, you're taking the piss.
Okay. Reggiano. His nickname would be Reggie. Reggie's like Parmigiano Reggiano.
Reggie's okay.
Don't mind that.
I don't mind Reggie.
Now, I had Reggie on the list, and I don't love Reggie, but Reggiano is nice.
Okay.
But then a couple of my
Reggiano
friends said...
Reggiano is...
Parmigiano Reggiano.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is...
Cheese.
Okay.
But a couple of my friends made the comment, oh, yeah, we call him Reg. And I went, I will not be having any Reg business. And they went, no, like Reg Reagan, that character Matty Johns used to do on the footy show.
Yeah.
And I went, I will not be having my dog called Reg when I wanted an Italian name. So I've got a bit of a mark against Reggiano.
I don't mind Reg.
You don't mind that? Mm. Okay, we've gone to... So that was the foods.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
The other names, just Italian boys' names. I looked up 100 most popular Italian boys' names.
Mm-hmm.
Vincenzo.
That's
fun.
That's a bit of fun.
Yeah, I don't mind
Don't mind that. Dante.
Yeah, can leave it.
Fabio.
It's a bit pretentious.
Fabio is funny.
Dante.
Fabio.
The most beautiful
dog
in the world.
I can't believe it's our butter.
Yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carlo.
Nah.
Marco.
Nah.
Paolo.
Now, another issue with Marco is that you can't say Marco.
Because
Angus said,
Marco, sit.
You're going to tell me off every time I say Marco. I said, I am, because his name's not Marco. It's Marco.
No, you can't do
that. And if you can't roll an R in your 30s, what hope do you have?
Oh,
Marco.
I've got a friend who just can't roll R's. He's tried and tried. He can't do it. He's got a tongue issue.
Well, he can... Yeah. Like, if you've got a tongue issue, you can't talk to my dog.
Okay.
Marco.
But also, if you're yelling that at the park, yeah, you're going to get a lot of polos.
And also, it's hard to yell sometimes when they run away and they're not doing what you want and you're getting angry. Marco! Marco! What are you doing?
Mate, the Italians are a very passionate people. It's easy to yell these names, you know?
Yeah.
It's easy to yell them than to say them calmly.
Yeah, that's true.
Marco! It's easy. Vincenzo!
You're going to be well liked at the dog park.
I think so too. And then finally, now you may remember we've had this discussion, my favourite boy's name.
No, yes. I do remember because we've had a guy of this name call the show a couple
exactly.
of times.
Exactly.
Yes.
Gianni.
Yeah, Gianni.
Now, Angus vetoed that for a human child. He also is trying to veto it for a dog. But I've said, you can't veto for human and dog. I've got to have one or the other. So Gianni is also on the list.
Nickname?
Gigi.
G-Dog? G-Boy?
She hasn't thought about it yet.
I haven't thought about it because his name's Gianni. Why are we shortening it already? Gianni.
Ian?
What about I come in here and you call my dog Ian,
Greg?
I will kneecap
you. What about Greg? Like Pam, well, we call Pam Pandemic Pam, but Pam, because like it's such a fun, average human name.
Everyone was saying that they're like, you need a short, sharp name because the dog won't understand.
My dog before Pam was Fred. You know what I mean? Just
great.
Brilliant. Just
I was suggesting Stuart yesterday. Yeah, I like shut
that.
Down.
I love that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is a dog that I have to live with and love and talk to.
Yeah.
So it has to be one of these.
Okay.
I don't.
So any of those stand out to you, boys?
I've already forgotten the ones that we liked.
Tiramisu, you liked?
No, definitely didn't like that. Definitely didn't like that.
Anyway, let's marinate on it.
Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't come till Friday, and as I said, I wouldn't mind whittling it down to a top five.
Okay. Yeah.
And then matching the name with his face.
What about dinosaur pasta?
Spiral pasta.
Spiral
my
pasta.
My favourite.
Yes.
Spiral.
Spiral pasta, fusilli, is the worst of all the pastas in the fusilli.
No, spiral pasta. We call it spiral.